and Frit. Brad and Frit, the perfect combination of brawn and wit. Politics, sports, and trending shit. Let's tune in to Brad and Frit.
This is the Brad and Frit cast. We're glad you've joined us here today. We're live in the 1:30 hour on Wednesday.
This is Wednesday.
Let's go right to the list here. You know what the list is today.
All right.
Yeah. Because we fall into the trap every time, don't we, Britt?
We fall into it every time.
All right, here you go. Joe Biden finally breaks his silence on the insurrectionist. I love when they do that. I love when they do. Somebody broke their silence. Stop talking about it. Talking Hitler trash. What a strategy. It's working. Don threatens Biden directly, which I know you noticed. And the George Conway way.
Ooh, let's start there. The George Conway.
No. It's a double way. It's not a double meaning way.
It's just the George Conway.
George Conway has been, up till very recently, pretty skeptical about Trump getting disqualified through the 14th Amendment. But kind of changed his mind last night and into today. And he, think of him what you want. And I know you always have to drag up that he Bush versus, we know that. We know that about him.
Well, that's how he spent half his life. I mean, I understand,
but just, can we just isolate his thinking here? Because it's really kind of brilliant. First of all, he says, when a big decision like this comes down, he reads the dissents first. The dissents first to see if there are good arguments against the majority. Of course, we're talking about the Colorado Supreme Court here. And he says, I read the dissents, and they basically had nothing. They had thrown in the towel. The minority, the three, along with the four, of course, all agreed with the lower court judge who, in spite of an idiotic ruling based on the president isn't an officer of the United States, so we can't keep him off the ballot like every Confederate after the Civil War and the several times it's been used since then in the last 150 years. But everyone agrees that Donald Trump participated in, helped plan, and by any definition is an insurrectionist, okay? And so he says, look, this is an extremely well thought out and sound decision. I'm completely sold. Apparently he's been getting bugged constantly by Judge Michael Luttig, the guy from Chicago, the conservative icon judge who has absolutely been just flattening Trump for forever. I mean, he hasn't bought into this shit for one second. And he says, Conway, I read the dissents. They're so unbelievably weak. I'm now convinced there isn't an argument against what the Colorado Supreme Court did. And it apparently hinges on people who are fake defending Trump. Because remember, most of the people who are certainly in the Republican Party, the other candidates, they wish Trump would die, right? They wish he would die.
Well, secretly, except for Vivek Ramaswamy, who wants to have his children.
Right. Yes. And we're all kind of rocked by his threat to take his own name off the ballot. If Trump's name isn't on the ballot in Colorado, I don't want my name on there either.
That's hilarious. That's the funniest thing of all time. Vivek Ramaswamy makes that statement last night that out of as a source of solidarity, every Republican candidate should yank their name off the ballot in Colorado just to teach those bastards a lesson. Now, who has taken him up on that, Brad? Who has decided to step forward and stand in solidarity with Donald Trump over this massive injustice?
Right. So the broad the broad argument against the decision is that, you ready?
Yeah.
Trump hasn't been convicted of anything. You can't take him off the ballot. And of course, as you know, the Constitution says nothing about the necessity of someone being convicted of treason or insurrection before they can be wiped off a ballot or not permitted to run. And the reason clearly was after the Civil War, they weren't going to be able to put, 750,000 people on trial. And after the Civil War, they knew who the Confederates were. They knew who fought against the Union. And they knew that Jefferson Davis or his vice president or any of those people at the top of the Confederacy, none of them should be ever allowed to hold public office in the reconstituted United States of America. It was self-evident, as it is now self-evident, that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist. And just like the Confederates of the 1860s should not be allowed to run for office, George Conway, absolutely, among others who are fairly thinking about this and honest, completely convinced by, and I guess it's a 200-page decision. So they laid out and they argued against themselves and they did all the kinds of correct things that you're supposed to do. Cause everybody saw what happened on January 6th. And Britt, have you noticed that they've brought back that old chestnut from recent times, which is it wasn't an insurrection. It was just a riot.
Yeah. I've heard that one a lot lately.
I've heard that.
I thought we had settled on it was just another tourist day or something like that.
No, they upgraded it to a riot. No,
yeah, they did. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So this thing goes, it's got to go to the United States Supreme Court next, because I think they locked the ballot in Colorado on January the 5th, right?
Yeah. I mean, the Supreme Court will make a decision.
Hilarious. It would be, you talk about Donald Trump melting down and having a stroke. If those justices who he put on the Supreme Court, you guys owe it to me. If they go against him on this, that would be fantastic.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't even look at it that way. Now,
that's how you need to look at it. That is exactly how you need to look at it.
I mean, I understand that.
That's precisely how you need to look at it.
Remember how, this decision would come down if it's in favor of upholding the Colorado Supreme Court, or I don't know whether they can just refuse to hear the case, which then by definition upholds what the Colorado Supreme Court does. I don't know whether it's one of those situations.
That'd be great.
Right. But I find it not delicious, not delightful, but the people who are just in love with the actual wording of the Constitution as it was written in 1787, 86, whenever it was written, and then the amendments which have been approved since then, that they are strict constructionists. They want every word to have meaning, and they want the meaning of every word to not be interpreted for modern times, especially, let's just pick one. Let's pick the Second Amendment, which, by the way, is the worst amendment in terms of its clarity and the way it was written. But somehow, the strict constructionists are 100% sure that that means all guns all the time, 24/7 for anybody who wants them. Oh, we'll make a little exception here, but that's a fake.
Even though the words well-regulated militia appear in that order.
I'm sorry, I can't hear the caller. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Well-regulated militia.
Yeah. They are absolutely in love with that. But the 14th Amendment, written after the Civil War was over, the part that talks about the ineligibility of people who have engaged in insurrection is written beautifully. It's clear. There's no ambiguity to it whatsoever. But somehow, some way, they have people who are pretending to support Trump on this. You know, I don't agree with Donald Trump on him, but he shouldn't be removed from it. We need to let the voters need to decide. It's like a national referendum on whether Donald Trump is a real insurrectionist or not. That's right.
Where's that in the Constitution? I don't see that in the Constitution.
Well, you are blind, my friend, because clearly it is there.
So the voters need to decide on this, but when it's time for Mike Pence to go ahead and certify the votes, the voters don't need to have a voice in that. I'm just curious. I want to see where the lines are drawn, because the voters matter here, but they don't matter over here. It's very odd.
Right. The voters didn't decide in 2020 that Donald Trump was the loser at all. Right.
Right.
That's so perfect.
And all of these schemes, like they had with the fake electors in different places, like in Michigan and Georgia. Now, that wasn't subverting the will of the vote. But this is subverting the will of the voters. This is disenfranchising people.
Right. So it's very clear that the wording of and the intent of that third part of the 14th Amendment was to make it very, very clear that this provision of the Constitution now, it's just as important as the original Constitution. Amendments are equal to what was written, you know, in the late 1700s. It counts. It is real. Just make it up. It's very clear that just like if someone is, let's say, 34 years and 6 months old, that you don't have to go to court. You don't have to get a judgment from some court somewhere that person is ineligible to run for president. Why is that? Because it's in the Constitution. Arnold Schwarzenegger cannot run for president. It's just that simple. He wasn't born in the United States. Now, under the way they're thinking now about pretending to defend Trump on this, okay, because that's all about, well, not offending the Trump voters, even though they'd love Trump to drop dead or go away or truly be stopped by the courts, but they can't say that. If they can't get it done this way, then the courts, of course, have to make the ultimate decision right here, right now. But there really is factually no decision to be made because the Constitution says exactly what it says, which is insurrectionists are not eligible to run for any office, federal or state, ever again.
Period, full stop.
Right. Several different courts, I believe it was a federal judge in Arizona last year that said absolutely engaged in insurrection.
Yeah.
And so did the Colorado lower court judge, but then came up with an excuse to not knock him off the ballot. And of course, the full Colorado Supreme Court said, "Come on, you're playing games there. That's bullshit." Of course, he is. I don't know. The members of the Supreme Court, even if they were appointed by Trump, they've got themselves a problem here. Because if they instantly overturn what Colorado did, I don't know whether that puts the brakes on other states trying to do the same thing, and they'll have to do this 50 times leading up to the election, or not.
And also, don't forget, if he has to go to the Supreme Court, he's got, you know, junior varsity idiots making arguments for him. He doesn't have good people representing his, who have made, you know, arguments for the Supreme Court.
Well, this clearly isn't going to be about who makes a better argument, because we know what the facts are. We know what the Constitution says, and we know what the right decision should be. Is it even remotely possible that the Supreme Court is chicken shit afraid to uphold Colorado because bad things would happen? He'll unleash his people.
Well, I think I think what you said earlier is more likely. Is like, we're just not going to hear it. We're not going to take the case. And by the way, that's going to be considered a personal betrayal by him, because that's just how he operates. But it's fine. Up until a few years ago, if you asked most people what the 14th Amendment was about, it'd be like, oh, it's people who are born on U.S. soil or citizens. That's what most people thought. That is the major note of the 14th Amendment. It's what impacts our country mostly, even today. And of course, that 14th Amendment was about, wait for it, slavery. As always, they wanted the children of slaves to be considered American citizens. And that's why the 14th Amendment was passed. But this was also added on for a pretty good reason, I think. And now we are where we are. And I think it's, I think it's lovely. And if the decision is upheld, if it's affirmed, it's going to be other states. It's going to be, come on in. Water's warm. It'll be, right, it's great.
All right. Here's a little sidebar to this, and I don't have it in front of me. I don't know whether anybody's bothered to do it yet, but how many times in the last 8 years has Trump himself said, in reference to various different things, and I'll just give the Hillary Clinton example, she shouldn't even be allowed to run. And he would say that,
of course,
just because that was his opinion,
of course,
about something, right? It might have been right after she said that some of his supporters are deplorable. She shouldn't even be allowed to run for saying that. Her emails, right?
It was the emails. Yeah, it was about.
But it wasn't just that, and it wasn't just her. It was all kinds of things that "quote unquote" shouldn't be allowed. I'm sure that they have a way to just take that phrase and find every time that the Trump said shouldn't be allowed.
Correct.
And of course, shouldn't be allowed was never. It should be adjudicated in court. No, it just by my edict, it should not be allowed. Whatever it is, no one should be allowed to say certain things about me, but whatever it was. And here, it's really true. Trump shouldn't be allowed to run for any public office. It's really, really true. And it isn't just one person saying it. In fact, hey, Don, people are saying you shouldn't be allowed to run. Wow. For office.
The Constitution says you shouldn't be allowed to run for office, as it turns out.
Oh, there you go, hiding behind your little Constitution. Do you have it in your front pocket, Britt? Come on, wave it in front of me. Show me how smart you are.
Are we getting into the immigrants are going to bring disease to this country? Is that ordering off the menu, or is that one of the things on your list?
Let's do that under talking Hitler trash.
Okay.
What a strategy. And, you know, I was thinking about this, and, you know, there isn't any question that the Trump is parroting the worst, as if there's the best of Adolf Hitler. And there's no question about that. Could this possibly help him at some level? Are there people who think it's good that he's saying that? And the answer is yes. Here we go. The numbers are in. NBC News, Des Moines Register, Mediacom poll. This was taken December 2nd through the 7th. So that's before the latest barrage of crapola. So maybe there's a change, but I doubt it. And here are some statements that were given to And these are obviously, you know, Republican primary kinds of voters in Iowa. The radical left thugs that live like vermin in the U.S. need to be rooted out. That's the statement. Are you more likely to vote for Donald Trump, less likely, or you just don't care? 42% said they're more likely to vote for him because of that statement. Only 28% said less likely, and 29% in the middle. That's not good. This statement, immigrants who enter the U.S. illegally are, quote, poisoning the blood of America. Because remember, he didn't just say that this past week. He did say this, you know, last month and before that. It's not brand new. So is that more likely to get you to support Trump, the poisoning the bloodline? 42% said yes. 28% said less likely. And to deal with immigration, Trump would authorize sweeping raids, giant camps, and mass deportations. More likely to vote for him, Republicans? 50%. Less likely, 27%. Now, I don't know. Again, these kinds of polls, you know, get us talking. But what I think, unfortunately, is true, that when you combine his poisoning the well of American thought, which is what he's been doing for 8 years by saying these things, with the video of thousands of people crossing over every day, you put it together, I think what you have is a lot of people, and they aren't necessarily just the MAGA types, saying, oh, he shouldn't be saying that, but look at the pictures. So it's kind of an effective, horrendous, disgraceful way to keep illegal immigration or even legal immigration at the top of the charts for Trump, which is what he wants. He wants that. Now, it hasn't necessarily been a winning strategy for him. Remember the whole caravan bit that they dragged out about 3 weeks before the 2018 midterms? And it didn't work. It did not work. The caravans were bullshit. But again, he, you know, like a bad oldie station. I mean, he's only got a certain number of records to play, so he has to keep playing the same ones.
And speaking of records, something occurred to me as I was listening last night, or as I was thinking last night, and I started to think. There's a Guns N' Roses had an album that came out in 1988 called Lies. The big hit off of that was called Patience. And it generated some controversy over a song called One in a Million. I'm reading Wikipedia now. The song One in a Million has caused controversy and raised accusations, Brad, of racism, homophobia, and nativism. To wit, some of the lyrics from One in a Million. Immigrants and faggots, they make no sense to me. They come to our country and think they'll do as they please, like starting some mini Iran or spreading some fucking disease. And they talk in so many goddamn ways, it's all Greek to me. I would assert to you, Donald Trump is just doing Axl Rose's shit from 35 years ago. Basically is what's happening right now. Somebody.
Well, what you're really saying is, it's not that what Donald Trump is saying is brand new material.
Not at all.
But he has brought it up and bubbled it up to the top of his charts and injected it into a political campaign.
Yes.
And we've never seen, and no one has, you know, George Wallace at his worst, didn't hold a candle to what Trump is doing right now.
There was a bit of subtlety in George Wallace. There was a bit of subtlety in George Wallace that Donald Trump is missing, for sure.
Right. And George Wallace, at his worst, didn't try to overthrow the government of the United States and actually restore the Confederacy. He didn't. He was never charged with sedition or
treason. Who was Axl Rose talking to back in 1980? It's the same people, the disaffected white guys who feel like they need to point a finger and blame everybody because their life isn't going
exactly. What year was that album?
1988. That was the second. That was after appetite. Yeah.
Right. Reagan is leaving office. He's restored America. We all feel great about America because Ronald Reagan was our daddy for 8 years. Yeah, that guy, he was something else, wasn't he? We all loved him. I just remember how much everybody loved. You know, the Democrats just put aside their they loved him.
Isn't it weird to hear some of the same people now, people who back then would defend Ronald Reagan, talk about the demented old man that's wandering around the White House? Isn't it odd to hear that now in 2023 after the same thing could have been said in 86 and 87 and 85?
I know, but the examination, the spotlight, the cameras, the audio is so much more vivid now than it was. And they were able to hide Reagan a lot. Every once in a while, you'd see him at a press conference and he'd bumble and stumble, but that was it. Then he'd go away.
That second term, especially, he was very hidden, did not make a lot of public appearances at all in that second term.
Right. Now, today, as we speak on Wednesday, Joe Biden was going to hop on an airplane. He was flying west. I don't know where he was going today. And somebody shouted a question at him. Mr. President, your reaction to the Colorado ruling on Trump and the ballot. And Biden goes, well, that's up to the court. That's all I'm going to say. And then, of course, he immediately walked straight over to the reporter and then kept going. Another reporter goes, is Trump an insurrectionist? Of course, they yelled it. They were only 2 feet away from him, but I'm just adding it. Is Trump an insurrectionist, sir? That's where sir actually is used. It's actually, you do use that sometimes, but you don't use it when you're talking about everyone who talks to you. You don't say, they said to me, sir. Nobody does that except for one person.
Sir!
Right. So Biden's answer is, well, I think you're self-evident. You saw it all. I don't know whether the 14th Amendment applies or let the court make that decision, but he certainly supported the insurrection. There's no question about it. None. Zero. He forgot zip. He forgot nada. And he seems to be doubling down on just about everything. I read that. I watched the video of it. It seemed perfectly thought out and exactly what he should be saying. But no. The carpers and the whiners and the yappers are saying that he should say absolutely nothing because you know what it looks like? He's trying to pressure the court just by saying what he said there. Bullshit. What a bunch of bullshit. That he's not allowed to say one word about these things. And what he says is, yes, the courts should decide, but I personally think he's an insurrectionist. Oh, my God, Joe. Oh, Joe, what kind of horse shit is that? Damn. And, of course, who's the first guy to step up and attack Joe Biden from David Axelrod? I wouldn't engage in a discussion on this. Yeah, don't say anything until the debate, which, by the way, there's never going to be a debate between those two guys, assuming they're not right. Both of them. Neither of them wants to debate, and there isn't going to be a debate. And you know what? America survived just nicely, just fine in 1964, 1968, 1972. Three times in a row, we had no debates, none, zero. It wasn't until Carter and Ford in 76 that they brought back the debates, and that worked out well. The fucking lights went out, and the two of them looked at each other for a half hour.
That was the Gerald Ford thing about Poland not being under the control of the Soviet Union, right?
Yeah, he wished they would have left the lights off the whole time. It didn't help him. And I think Joe Biden was absolutely within not only his rights, but kind of his obligation to not look completely detached and disengaged. If he were to say nothing.
Well, he was asked.
He'd get attacked. No, but he would get attacked for pretending that he doesn't have an opinion on this when we know that he does, right?
Right.
Of course.
Mediaite highlights this poll. A stunning poll. The Trump Nazi echoing poison, blood, and vermin speeches make Republicans more likely to vote for him. So the Republican voters are basically saying, give us more.
Right.
Feed us more of that. We love it. That's a hit song.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And invite Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses to perform. They can do one in a million.
Why don't he start playing that song after his rallies? Why don't he play that song?
He start dancing to it like he was dancing to YMCA or Macho Man or whatever the hell. That'd be fantastic.
When Trump dances, that gets me going.
It does. I tell you what, I got to take a cold shower. I got to calm myself down.
Yeah. All right, here you go. Yesterday, Tuesday, Trump, and by the way, he went nuts, of course, Tuesday night after the decision. I think he actually wore out his little social media site, just wore out from so many posts.
I got a text from him.
So he was in Iowa on Tuesday night, and he said before he went on stage that Biden should be worried about the, quote, two-way street that he's facing.
Are you back to watching these stupid ass events?
No.
I figured
last night was movie night for me and the boys. Okay.
Oh, okay. And would you see Napoleon?
They're slim pickings at the movies right now for the most part.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Willy Wonka and whatever the fuck. I'll just kind of just movies you've never heard of. All right.
Napoleon's out there. That's a good one.
Napoleon's, people have seen it. A lot of people say, it's too long. Forget that. It's not the kind of movie you see with the guys. Right.
Yeah.
So, but I found one. I found one by title and I looked it up and I looked at all the reviews. And Britt, the reviews on this movie are spectacular. It's the new Godzilla movie, Godzilla Minus One. And it's made in Japan by this great director. And he's put a lot of pathos into Godzilla himself. And of course, the special effects are really pretty excellent. And if you read every major reviewer that you would ever want to read, you know, from Rotten Tomatoes, the Washington Post, they all really like this movie. They said, we really did a great job with it. So I'm trying to convince these guys, let's go see Godzilla. And they were having none of it. None of it. Like, it was beneath them. And I was pissed. Oh, I was just flaming mad. And so we never went. We never went to a movie. We went out to fucking eat. And I'm saying, man, put aside your prejudice against going to see a Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
Come on. I couldn't do it. I couldn't get them to go my way. I feel like, you know, and my wife, who's not a big Godzilla fan, but we watch all kinds of crappy movies together. This is a good one. I think I can convince her to go. I can convince her to go. And when she goes, she can come home and tell me how it was.
I'm looking forward to is the Iron Claw movie that's getting a lot of buzz. That's a Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White movie. It's about the wrestling Von Erich family in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I don't know if a lot of people understand how dark that shit's going to get. I don't know if the movie is quite being marketed correctly, because if you know how this ends, it's not good.
I know, but you and I both, we all know that you just never know how something like that's going to be received. It could be a huge hit. It could easily.
Oh, I think it's got the buzz. Hit. I think it can do very well. The Von Erich boys were very much, they say, more popular than even the Dallas Cowboys of that era. There's a lot of stories about that back in the day. They were very, very popular. But it, just be forewarned, it could get a little dark. And it will get a little dark.
All right, back to Trump on Truth Social. Now we have reached a point when a president of the United States has, now this following word is all capitalized, weaponized! The Department of Justice as though we were a third world country. They don't want to run against me and never have. I am leading in the polls by a lot. Based on the results of the failed Biden administration, this will continue, but justice weaponization is a very dirty game to play. and it could have repercussions far greater than Biden or his thugs could understand. They ought to withdraw all of their fake political indictments against their Republican opponent, me, immediately. Then Trump put the cherry on top and warned Biden not to wait, because soon it could be, quote unquote, too late. It's a Pandora's box that works two ways. It could be closed and tightly sealed right now. Withdraw your political indictments and lawsuits, Joe, before it is too late.
What does that mean?
What do you think that means, Britt?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure.
Of course, that's half of it is I'm your revenge. I'm rubber, you're glue. Everything you do to me bounces off me and sticks to you. You're politically harassing me with the Justice Department.
Every
I'm going to do it 10 times worse.
Every accusation is a projection. But only on day one. After day one, I'm going to get out of my system and actually start being a great president. I'm going to build that wall and shit.
Right. But one of the things that popped on Tuesday night after the Colorado decision was, again, Britt, it's an oldie station. There are only so many old songs. Every once in a while, you find a hidden gem that you forgot about.
Right.
But one of the oldies is stop talking about it. Nobody cares about X, whatever it is, whatever subject it is. They just care about the future. So let's go to the audio tape here. And I know he's one of your favorite Congress people. He's Chip Roy.
He's a good one.
Texas. He's a goodie. Yeah. He's a good one. This was from Wednesday morning on CNN with the lovely Kate Baldwin. And just listen to him just knock it out of the park and try to convince all of us that this is an inside the beltway, nobody gives a shit about it, why are you bringing this up kind of thing.
Look, I think it's a terrible opinion. I think you only construct them by the Supreme Court. But this is all the kind of stuff the American people are tired of. They're tired of looking backwards. They don't want to be sitting there looking through the lens of whatever the latest story is going to be about what the next attack is going to be. They want to look forward. They want somebody who can serve for 8 years. They want somebody who's
going to... Whoa, I got to stop it there. Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold it.
You can't even give them a stop.
Trump, unless he suspends the Constitution, will not be able to serve for 8 years this time around if he gets reelected.
I think
you only get 8 years total. He already has four in the. Did you catch that little?
Well, you also missed out on the great point is we want somebody who looks ahead. You never hear Trump looking back and say how he was robbed of an election. You never hear him talk about that at all. He's always forward looking.
Yeah.
Want to look forward. They want somebody who can serve for 8 years. They want somebody who's going to be able to present a vision that they can get behind and they can follow. Somebody who's demonstrated success at increasing the economy in Florida, securing the communities and the streets, standing up to stop illegal immigration, doing all the things that he's done to make Florida a net migration state where people are moving there.
He's a DeSantis guy.
Literally, you guys are asking about it when I'm in a gaggle. Nobody in the breakfast this morning that I was with I once was going, oh man, the Colorado Supreme Court. And there was one question because it was about Trump, but it was about whether or not we're going to have to focus on those
questions. It's a historic ruling coming from a Supreme Court removing a presidential candidate from a ballot. It's not like this is an immediate creation. I know you can respect that. It is news to be discussed. And I want to know what Ron DeSantis thinks about it. And that's why I also care what you think about it, because it gets to the question.
Yeah.
It gets at what happened on January 6th and what role did Donald Trump played in it. This is all intertwined. When you talk about the politics and the legal can be two very separate things here. Do you think, as we've seen Donald Trump.
The question.
I know, I just wanted to ask you one more time.
Okay, well, I've answered. I don't know. I answered the question yesterday, and so did Governor and so did Governor DeSantis, in saying that we believe that it was clearly a wrong opinion by the Colorado Supreme Court. Yeah. I believe it'll be struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. I don't think it's unconstitutional. I think it's harassing the former president in ways that are completely inappropriate. But here's the key issue. My point is, it wasn't really to say that you shouldn't cover the question. It's to say this. The people in Iowa that I'm talking to, they're not talking about the Colorado Supreme Court, other than the extent to which it's about. All we're focusing on are those questions about the former president.
Now, of course, that decision came late or early in the evening,
right,
on Tuesday. The chances that the people that you would be talking to in a Republican primary would even know anything about that,
right,
are about 3%. So, of course, they weren't talking about it. Of course, they weren't talking about it because they don't know about it. And I can guarantee you, I haven't been watching Fox, but they probably give it about, their usual token mention. Bring on Jonathan Turley to be the expert on the issue and tell you that it's the worst decision since Dred Scott.
Yeah.
And that Donald Trump's still being treated unfairly, unlike any other president has ever been treated. But we've never had one try to overthrow the government and actually be an insurrectionist. He would leave that out. But that I think is a blueprint for what you're going to see in all kinds of other quarters, including, how about this one, Britt? You be the reporter and ask me, Senator Krantz, what do you think of the decision by the Colorado Supreme Court? Go ahead.
Hey, it's Britt Whitmire from Dickhead News. Senator Krantz, what do you think about Donald Trump being excluded from the ballot, this Colorado Supreme Court ruling that correctly says in the Constitution that insurrectionists can't run for office? What's your opinion on that?
Well, first of all, you're a dickhead, and that's why you work for Dickhead News, if I can just
that's right.
As a representative of the enemy of the people. But I really can't render an opinion. I have not read it yet. I just haven't had a chance to read the opinion yet. Next question. Okay. So they're going to play that card too, right?
This is the strategy that Chip Roy just executed perfectly. You ready? Kate, words.
Everybody's heard about the bird.
This is how it's being covered on Fox News' website. Dem appointed Colorado justice warns of repercussions for state Supreme Court ruling.
Okay, so that's one of the three dissented. So they pick out the one,
yeah,
who said that. And by the way, I believe that the four in the majority, they mentioned, they understand and they put into their decision the gravity and the realization as to what they're doing. So that's not a real story. That's nothing. That's not what this is all about. They never can talk about the facts of the case. They can never talk about the fact that Donald Trump is in fact about to be on trial. And by the way, I should have mentioned this earlier in the podcast because we got two people by now. We've run everybody off.
Oh sure, yeah, you guys are out. Nobody's even doing this.
Right. They are so eager. They're so eager to get a quick decision on this from the Supreme Court that would overturn the Colorado ruling. Yet at the same time, their whole strategy is to drag out all of the actual cases that theoretically are what they want to counteract this kind of shoot from the hip decision by the Colorado Supreme Court without a conviction of Donald Trump to take him off the ballot. There can't be a conviction if you guys keep dragging out every one of these cases. See the game? It's a beautiful game. We're going to try to push all these cases out into 2025 after Trump has garnered so much sympathy that Britt, even you and I will be voting for him because we feel he's been so aggrieved. We must vote for him. He will win by acclamation. He's going to get one of those Putin 97% popular vote things. So they're doing everything they can to stop there from being a decision by a court, which would be likely to be a conviction, which then they would say, what? Well, you can't keep him off the ballot just because he was convicted of something, because the Constitution doesn't say anything about a conviction. They would 180 degrees change their argument and bring up something, again, that is just not germane. They'd make it up. They're going to do anything they can to confuse the issue. But if it's just sad. It's just sad that we have to waste our time on. If he would just drop dead, just keel over, it would be so helpful. Think of that.
I don't know. There'd be a lot of turmoil, but it's hard to say we wouldn't be better.
I'm willing to risk the conspiracy theories, Britt. If he would just right in front of everybody, just fall right over.
Choke on a Big Mac or get a KFC bone stuck in his throat or something.
There have been some, you know the story of Albert Brooks's father. Right, Albert Brooks's father.
Yeah, he was a radio guy, right?
No. He was a comedian. He was an actor comedian, and he was at the Friars Club.
Giving him
an award, and he collapsed right there and died. He died right there. So it can happen.
Oh well, yeah, and this is a strange thing too. For all the people who are the Greg Hunters of the world, who are like, well, people are dropping dead because they took the vaccine. Why can't Donald Trump be one of them? Why of all the, and by the way, Matthew Perry, as it turns out, it wasn't the vaccine. I know this is shocking to some of you because some people had said, oh, the vaccine because he dropped.
Britt, it's something I like to call the ketamine cover up.
Okay? Yeah, the ketamine cover. So what they quickly did is, and again, they took his body, the medical examiner, being a part of the conspiracy, and they either falsified the results or they shoved a bunch of ketamine in his body to cover up the fact that the COVID vaccine killed Matthew Perry. Is that the theory? Is that what we're going with?
Welcome to my neighborhood.
But no, if this COVID vaccine is making people drop dead, why can't it make him? Why can't he just boom, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just collapse like a redwood and you're done? I would almost admit, I'll make this deal. If he drops dead, not from the thing, because it won't be, but I'll say it was. I'll say that the COVID vaccine kills people if Donald Trump would just keel over, boom, and assume room temperature.
That's a trade that I think. Yeah. Yeah.